Elias Eesti . Saate toob teieni Skype .
Tere ilusat laupäeva siis või nagu spordikommentaatoritel on kombeks öelda tere ka minu poolt . Tegemist on siis järjekordse saatega sarjast Neljas Eesti , kus me kutsume Kuku Raadio stuudiosse külla huvitavaid inimesi , kes on pärit muudest riikidest , aga on otsustanud mingil põhjusel siis Eestisse elama kolida ja kokku 10 laupäeva ajal kutsume me siis siia 10 põnevat külalist ja räägime nendega elust-olust , aga tegelikult on tegemist ka samas muusikasaatega , iga külaline toob endaga kaasa 6 lugu , mille ta siis laseb teile ette ja räägib taustast , miks ta need lood valinud on . ja et mitte liialt segadust tekitada , siis tõlgime vahe inglisekeelset juttu vahepeal väikeste juppidena ka eesti keelde . ja enne on meil olnud siin nüüd külalisi Leedust ja Inglismaalt , nüüd on meil külaline meie , astume veelgi lähemale , külaline on Lätist , Läti kunstnik nimega Laura Schmiedeberga , et ka temale nagu enne saadet hakkas tunduma mulle , et ka talle on muusika elus väga oluline , et põhiline peavalu oli tekkinud sellest , et ta saab valida ainult 6 lugu , lihtsalt oleks tahtnud valida palju rohkem ja oli seda väga keeruline teha . Pooled lugudest on pärit Lätist , mis mulle endale teeb suurt heameelt , sellepärast et millal te ikka neid Läti lugusid väga kuulete . Aga tervitame siis külalist . Hello Laura and welcome to the studio.
Tere.
Tere, tere. How are you?
Great, great.
What do you think of this show then?
I hope it will work out really nice and I hope that people will at least a little bit enjoy that music, especially Latvian one I have picked for this show. Mm-hmm.
And for the beginning, what do you have to say for yourself? Why did you come to Estonia?
I came to Estonia because it happened to me to meet one nice Estonian Setu guy in Latvia. And he just took me here. So it was quite a romantic thing and I'm here for 3.5 years and still I haven't regretted it.
So you don't really live in Tallinn, you live
I do live in Tallinn.
You do live in Tallinn.
I do live in Tallinn already.
Have you been to Seto land?
Of course, of course.
To this big holiday.
Yeah, Seto Kuningriik, päevad. Yeah.
Sootska valimine. It's called the day where they elect this Seto king.
I know. Yeah. My man's family is doing a lot of traditional stuff also. And so his mother even was participating there with her cheese and cheese competition and so it was really nice and I'm really I was so happy to see such things happening because I have some Livonian roots also and so I have been in very many of Livonian Liivpäevad in Latvia. And I would just could wish that Livonians, the same nice and strong, hold together and keep their tradition so nice as Seto do it.
Nagu kuulda oli praegu, Laurale on Eestis siiani väga meeldinud. Põhjused olid romantilised, miks ta siia sattus. Kohtas ühte Setu kutti ja kolis Eestisse. Nüüd elab Tallinnas, on seda teinud juba 3.5 aastat. Tundub, et Laura tunneb ka suurt lähedust, ütleme siis Seto kultuurile, kõigile nendele pidustustele ja kommetele, juustu valmistamisele ja muule. Ja, tal on ka liivi juured, nii et põhimõtteliselt sest traditsioonilisest kultuurist on huvitatud ja tunneb selle vastu lähedust. Aga nüüd lähekski esimese loo juurde. Laura on esimeseks looks valinud Austraalia bändi Dead Can Dance loo nimega Rakim ja küsiks talt nüüd, mille järgi ta need tänased lood on valinud ja miks alustada just sellega, et Laura, why did you start with this song and what was the main influence in choosing these 6?
I chose these songs in order how they affected my life. So they're just little fragments from all that rich musical world that has helped me also to develop in a person who I am right now. And that can dance basically was a turning point when a lot of things in my world changed. When I was still in a school, but I went to some theater studio, and our art director was using that melodies from That Can Dance, and they really strongly affected me.
Did you feel that this was actually a new way for you to perceive music as such?
Definitely.
Because it's very, very strange in a way if you haven't heard it.
It is, because it's like it's such a That Can Dance, such symbiosis of so different styles. It has this Eastern,
medieval,
Irish, everything together, and basically it comes from this family heritage from Lisa Gerrard and her brother's cultural roots and the places where they have lived.
Where is she from then?
She was actually living, as I understood, she was actually living in some, I'm sorry if I'm mistaken, but for some time she was working in some community of Arab people around her. That's where she gets this wonderful Eastern kind of thing, but their roots are, origins are Irish. And so they're really interesting and magical music, it seemed for me. And it was so interesting to imagine them, how do they look? And when I finally saw them, it was such a big surprise. And I had this happiness to be on their concert in Riga a couple of years ago.
Et siis esimeseks looks Dead Can Dance Rakim, aga Laura on tänased lood valinud nagu kronoloogilises järjekorras selle järgi, kuidas need teatud tüüpi muusikad on teda elus mõjutanud. Ja Dead Can Dance'iga putustas kokku koolis, kus seda kasutati etenduse muusikana ja teda võlusid just kõik võimalikult erinevad mõjud, mis siin muusikas on Araabiast, Keskajast, Iirimaalt, kus on ka selle laulja juured. Ja noh, põhimõtteliselt, kui te seda lugu kuulete, siis te saate aru, et kui tundmata sellist muusikat enne, võib see tõesti aru saamad täielikult muuta, nii et Dead Can Dance ja Rakim. See oli siis Dead Can Dance'i lugu nimega Rakim, te kuulate saadet Neljas Eesti. Mina olen saatejuht Tristan Priimägi ja mul on seekord külas Läti kunstnik Laura Schmiedeberga, kellega on, peab tunnistama väga huvitav juttu ajada. Ja rääkisime natuke sellest esimesest muusikavalikust, aga kuna ta on kunstnik, siis peaks küsima ka selle kohta, milline on ta suhe kunstiga, kui ta vist, nagu ma aru, see on õppinud, seda ei ole. Laura, you are an artist. What kind of art do you do?
Actually, I'm just maybe just recently I have rights to call myself a jewelry artist. It all started from the hobby. As we talked with you before, I have studied journalism and film critics, audiovisual culture. It comes out like from my childhood. One of my biggest interests was archaeology, and some years ago I started to do a reconstruction of history in some medieval clubs, and I felt really in love with glass beads that were used in Viking time necklaces, and I started to search all around the world for the ones that look like the ones made thousands of years ago. And it turned into some kind of already little things that I was making those necklaces for other people also. And I realized that people like this and that I have some kind of gift in all this. And just recently I started to make glass beads myself. So now I can also replicate all those Viking time jewelry and create some of my own.
Did you find some when you were? Did you go to the archaeological dig sites?
I haven't been in such. I have been there, but I haven't digged anything myself. No one is letting me, so I have to have some skills for that. But
I don't know. I think all the school children used to go at least.
But unfortunately, my health isn't allowed to sit on a wet ground for so long, and but still, I have seen like those things that. Are found in museums, and I have good friends who work in museums, so I can sometimes peek at the pictures of real treasures not being even put out. So these are the things like just past inspires me, and I think also from this Dead Can Dance spirit you can say that I'm kind of person who is touched by things from medieval times and ancient times.
So how long have you been doing this?
I think some 6 years. Mm-hmm. But I think that not many were calling me this jewelry artist, but I said basically just last year I think I have rights to call myself, because I'm not just arranging someone else's made stuff together. It is a form of art, but now I can really create something myself from the zero, and that feels amazing.
Do you think there is a difference between art and handicraft? It's been a very discussed issue.
Yes, it is. That's the thing that I see in my case, which was this, that handicraft, before that I was doing handicraft, but now suddenly, like recently, I'm able to do something that maybe some people will consider as art. But still, I have no ambitions yet in this area at all. So time will show, I think.
Laura siis võttis oma suhte kunstiga tegelikult kokku ühte lausesse, et minevik inspireerib mind. Ise väidab, et ta ei julge ennast päris kunstnikuks nimetada. kuna on tegelikult õppinud ajakirjandust ja filmikriitikat varem, aga nüüd viimased umbes 6 aastat on ta siis hakanud tegema, noh, teda paelusid nagu klaaselmed, viikingid taeksid ja minevikust pärit erinevad klaaselmed ja hakkas tegema nendest klaaselmetest ehteid ja arheoloogiast inspireerituna ja kui nähes, et inimestele need väga meeldisid, siis jätkas selle tegevusega ja nüüd on ta enda sõnul jõudnud sinna, kus ta ei ole enam käsitööline, vaid kunstnik, ehk siis, et ta ei plagieeri või ei aseta ümber teiste poolt juba tehtud esemeid, vaid loob neid algusest peale ise. These things, can they really be, do you sell them anywhere in Estonia?
Yes, I do. I go
that's
around.
That's your chance to advertise now.
So, I'm going around to different events and festivals. I participate in Viljandi Folk, in Viru Folk, in many other festivals with my workshops. In Viljandi Folk you can meet me in this Kasitohov, and many people like to do things. And I really hope that I will finally have some stationary place, and if everything works right, it will be in Gallery Loovala in Rotermanni Keskus, mm-hmm. where different Estonian artists are exposing their works and also having workshops, and you can go there and watch how the artists are working and participate and try to create something of your own. It's a really lovely place, so please come.
What was the gallery called?
Loovala.
Loovala.
Yeah.
Loovala, it's the creative area.
Yes, okay. yes.
Ja küsisin ka selle kohta, et kui huvilistel, kust on võimalik neid ehteid leida, siis loodat näeb Viljandi Folgil ja erinevatel suvistel festivalidel Letiga ja samuti Loovala galeriis Rotermannis. Et loodame, et varsti kuuletest õige pea. Aga nüüd läheks tänase teise loo juurde, millest räägiks peale lugu.
Что ж ты смотришь совой, дышишь, словно рухнул с дуба? Посмотри на себя, хвост торчком, глаза востры. Это все пустяки, в жизни все легко и любо. Пока вдруг у тебя на пути не возникнут 3 сестры. У них кудри, как шелк, а глаза, как чайные блюдца. У них 7000 лет, без пардонов, без мерси. У них сердце внутри, они плачут и смеются. Посмотри в зрачки и скажи прощай, прости. 3 сестры, 3 сестры, черно-бело-рыжей масти. В том далеком краю, где не ходят поезда. 3 сестры, 3 сестры, разорвут тебя на части. Сердце вверх, ноги вниз, остальное что куда. Сиренью. навсегда, навсегда, навсегда. Я шепчу, приди, приди. Кто зажег в тебе свет, обернется твоей тенью. И в ночной тишине вырвет сердце из груди. Три сестры, черно-белорыжей масти. В том далеком краю, где не ходят поезда. Три сестры, разорвут тебя на части. Сердце вверх, ноги вниз, остальное что куда?
Neljas Eesti. Saate toob teieni Skype.
Te kuulsite siis tänase neljanda Eesti nimelise saate teist lugu. Looks oli vene bänd nimega Akvaarium ja lugu Tris ja Stre. Ja tänaselt saatekülaliselt Lätist Laura Schmidevergalt ma tahaksingi nüüd küsida, kui ta enne rääkis, et ta on need kronoloogilises järjekorras ritta pannud, et mida Akvaarium või see lugu siis tema jaoks tähendanud on. Laura, could you please explain a little bit the importance of this track or the band for you?
Also the meaning the band, it also comes from the times when I was still in school and I started to touch with the world of arts in a form of theater and meeting very interesting people, and I was introduced to this music, and it happened in the medieval basement where we had our rehearsals in an independent theater called Kabata. It was all candlelights around, and suddenly one friend of mine put it on a record, like real vinyl record, and such wonderful music started to sound, and it really kind of also felt magic. And I got some records, and I started to listen to it and listening to lyrics, and the top leader of Akvaarium, Boris Grebenshiko, he is really interesting person. A little bit of a lot of Buddhist and a little bit of this involving also old Russian legends and very, very different information, and is involved in these songs, and the lyrics are really interesting.
What do the lyrics mean here, if it says three sisters?
It's the thing that actually, it's one of those songs when you can't ever really guess, because he's talking in symbols. Mm-hmm. And if you listen into this three sisters, then basically you can just, for me, very often his songs are just drawing pictures in some kind of cartoons that are changing, and one symbols are changing into another, so you're just getting the main picture and the main feeling of the song. And for me, this is the music I would be, if I would like to spend some time really pleasantly with my friends, I would imagine, like from student times, some little kitchen, bottle of wine, a lot of cigarette smoke in the air, some lazy Sunday sun shining through the window, and really nice and smart talk to your friends and soulmates, and this music in the background. So this is something that I really like, and I have been to concert three times. He's quite regularly coming to Riga every spring there. So I suggest you to go and visit some concerts someday if you want nice romantic feelings.
Enne tegelikult rääkisime ka sellest, et esimese loo Dead Can Dance'i kontserdil õnnestus Laural käia Riias, siis nii on ka Akvaariumiga, mida ta on näinud nüüdseks juba kolm korda, ja Akvaariumiga puutus ta samuti lähemalt kokku kooli ajal, kui hakkas ümber läbi käima siis teatriringkondadega ja ees proovi ükskord ühes annas keskaegses keldris, kas küünalde ja muuga, siis hetkel pandi peale rõhutas vinüülplaat akvaariumi muusikaga ja see sobis sellesse hetkesse ideaalselt ning edaspidi ütleme, seostub see Laurale alati niisuguse õdus olemisega sõprade keskel, et kui tahad ta väga lihtsalt ja mõnusalt ja mugavalt aega veeta, siis see lugu Kolm õde akvaariumilt oleks selleks ideaalne. Küsisin ka loo tähenduse kohta, kuna pole venekeelset teksti kõigil ole nii mugav kuulata, aga ära ei osanud tegelikult neid sõnu lahti seletada, et laulja Boris Grebenšikovi mõjud on niivõrd erinevad, et ta on osaliselt budist ja osalt mõjutatud vanadest vene müütidest ja legendidest, et tegelikult suur osa tema laulutekstidest on tihti ka allegooria, et iga ühe kuulaja enda otsustada jääb seda see, mida sellega mõeldakse. Ja tahaksime veel tegelikult küsida ka ütleme siis kunstielust Eestis, et mis, kuidas talle see tundub ja mis moodi seda Lätiga võrrelda. And Laura, I would like to ask you, what do you think about the general like art scene and in Estonia, like cultural life? How do you like it and how would you compare it to the one in Latvia?
It is definitely easy to say that there are some things that are so much more better in Estonia in this way than in Latvia. Actually, there are so many things that I notice here that are different and are better organized and better supported from the government than it is in Latvia. All art scene, I think the main example definitely is the Kumu Museum. It's something so modern still. Can show all like the way how it's all done is really a good example for Latvians, and Latvians mention it as an example always when they come here. And there are some of these also independent artist movements and other things going on in Tallinn, in Riga, they go on as well. And I think it would be really interesting to have more of these events that would give possibility for people to compare and also inspire each other. Mm-hmm. Like when these cultures touch each other, I think that would be a very interesting experience. There are some examples. I have seen some exhibitions where Latvian and Estonian artists exhibit together. And it's very hard to say about the quality of art itself. It's much easier to say about the quality of support that government can give to an arts. And in that case, the Estonia is in better position than Latvia right now.
Of course, on the other hand, I think that too much support is not good either, because it also translates into control.
So you think, of course,
That's
so
exactly what is happening in Scandinavia, I think, is that everything is state-supported, but also controlled, really.
Okay, so you're one of those who think that artists should be hungry to create a good job, yeah?
No, I think artists should have galleries that don't have to have all these Euro things, you know?
Yeah,
like probably. In Tallinn you have several galleries that are just basically set up in like squats. And you also had you know this Andres Sala in Riga.
Yeah, Andres Sala now is
they closed.
Now
it.
They moved to Spiteri, which is close. This area is closer to the marketplace, but also on the side of River Daugava. Now there are a lot of activities are going on. So this. So artists basically find the spaces where they can express themselves. And some very interesting projects are going on just now. This Saturday in Latvia was Riga's event, White Night event, where different things were going on all around Riga. And I think, I wouldn't say compare the arts, because considering also my plans here in Estonia, I noticed one thing that there are some things that also in this before mentioned this art and handicraft area that people are how to say that art experiences the biggest prosperity during the crisis, because then you realize there's no point of making something just to sell, so you just start to do the art. And many people who are haven't been in arts before suddenly start to just express themselves, and you can see some really nice things going on. And that is what I notice about Latvia more. In Estonia, not so much. Still, people who has been doing arts, they keep doing that. But in Latvia, you can see a whole wave of like newcomers coming in.
Küsisime siis Laura käest Läti ja Eesti kunsti või kunstielu erinevustest, ja üks asi, mida ta nüüd viimasena mainis, on see, et Eestis on kunstnike ringkond nagu stabiilsem, et need, kes on ennast kunstnikuna defineerinud, need, et mis oma tegevusega jätkavad, aga Lätis tema väitel praegu on nagu tunda uut lainet noori tegijaid, et tuntavalt, et me siis kunstile on elavnenud. Ja natuke läksime vaidlema siin selle üle, kui võrd riik ja linn peaksid kultuuri toetama, ei tohiks seda teha, et Laura tõi erinevusena välja selle, et Eestis on tema arvates suhteliselt hea toetus kunstile, Lätis märksa nõrgem valitsuse huvi, ja vaidlesin vastu, et väites, et liiga suur huvi valitsuse poolt ei ole ka hea, et siis selle tulemusena on meil jääb alles ainult nii-öelda õukonna kunst ja vaba eneseväljendus võib-olla kaob ära. Laura süüdistab mind selles, et ma tahan, et kunstnikud oleks näljas, et ma kinnitan, et see absoluutselt niimoodi ei ole. Ma lihtsalt arvan, et näiteks galeriid ja samamoodi laiendatud ka kunstiteosed võib-olla ei peaks olluma kõigile euronõuetele nagu võib-olla mõne teise meie lähinaabri juures. Aga siit tahakski minna järgmise loo juurde. Laura, the next track Skandinieki, it's a specially important one for you.
Yeah, because Skandinieki is the folk group in which I'm singing for almost 10 years already. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest folk group in Latvia. Before that we had ethnographical groups, and it was established in Latvia inspired by Estonian group.
Which one?
Could it be Leigarid? I think it could be Leigarid or mm-hmm. something before them. And it was established by parents of Julgi Stalte, who maybe some people in Estonia known as lead singer of group Tulliloom. And since then, like more than 30 years, this group has gathered itself a lot of ethnographical material all around the Latvia, and trying to carry on the traditions, and especially paying attention to Livonian heritage.
Mm-hmm. Et järgmine lugu on siis ansambli Skandinieki, mis on ütleme Laura enda bänd, kus on ligi 30 liiget, ja pidi see olema siis Läti vanim folkgrupp, mille asutas kohagi Jurgis Stalte, kes on Eesti-Läti Iivi bändi Tulliloom laulja, nii et nüüd siis Skandinieki ja loo nime ma küsin tema käest pärast üle.
Sentu mani kaitina
See oli siis lugu Laura enda bändilt Skandinieki. Laura on siis Laura Schmiedeberg, minu tänane külaline saates Neljas Eesti. Ja küsime seda tõlget tema käest. Laura, would you please pronounce the track name
Turbi
first? Turbi
labi talka ieti.
And then translate it.
The translation is, this was a nice place where to go and... In Estonian also, I think it's talk when you come together to help mm-hmm. your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Talgut.
Talgut, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the song from one of my favorite songs from Skandinavia because I like to sing it as a lead singer also, but just not many times I get the chance. But this basically in my life is starting to touch with this folk. The world also changed my life a lot. And I think I have gained so much more knowledge and my life has become so much richer since I have found out so much about my all nation traditions. And they have become a part of my life. They're not just something you do and certain couple times a year, but it's like with me every day when I sing lullabies for my kids or when we just this Saturday, Sunday we had... a name-giving ceremony for my youngest daughter. So it was really, really nice event. And I know that in Estonia has a lot, very, how to say, wide range of still this earlier level of songs, which are these regilaul, mm-hmm. which are really, really ancient. In Latvia, we have very little of those still survived, but a lot of these more fancy ethnographical ones, like this one. This one actually sounds like Georgian or something like that because of all the many voices on top of each other.
Skandineki selle loo valis Laura mitte ainult sellepärast, et tema seal bändis ise mängib, vaid selleks, et markeerida, ütleme, mis järgmist suurt muutust oma elus, kus tuli kokkupuude folklooriga, traditsioonilise muusikaga. Ja Eesti puhul ütles ta just, et Eestis on no, ütleme, väga tuntud või hästi säilinud siis regilaulud, mis pärinevad natuke varasemast ajast, mida Lätis on võib-olla veidi või vähem. Ja lugu seostub talle enne kõike siis talgutega, ühise töö tegemisega. Ja panekski siia otsa kohe ka uue loo, mille bändi nimeks on Ethnomusicology. What would you say about the next band?
Ethnomusicology is the... it's not actually a band. These are students of ethnomusic in Latvian Academy of Music. It's a new experiment. Like in Estonia, you have William D. Folk College, where people can learn traditional instruments and traditional music. In Latvia, we didn't have such thing officially. Like only some... basically folk groups were passing the knowledge from one generation to another. And now these young people, really I think the most talented that we have in Latvia, have recorded this one piece. And I find it really, it touched my heart and I hope it could touch hearts of Estonians also. Because in the first part you can feel you can hear a very typical tradition of Latgalian, this eastern part of Latvia, singing. And in the middle, you can feel some, you can hear what people are able to do with Latvian national instrument kuokle, which is like Estonian kannel. And the third part shows this post-folklore point of being connected to the culture of the rest of the world.
Uh-huh. Et järgmine lugu bändilt, õigemini mitte bändilt, Ethnomusicology, see olegi õige bänd, vaid on teada siis Läti muusikakadeemia tudengid, kes on huvitatud folkmuusikast selle pillidest ning see on lugu, mis Laura jaoks ütles, et noh, see on tõeliselt südamlik lugu, mis talle hinge läheb ja nüüd ma lasen tal läti keeles veel öelda selle pealkirjaga ja siis läheme loo juurde. Say it in Latvian, please.
Meže, meže es meitiņa. I am the daughter of the woods.
Right.
meža, meža e smetinja.
Ruata, 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 ruata. Meža, meža e smetinja. Ruata, ruata, ruata.
Sellises lugu järjekordselt Lätist, etnomuusik Kolotsi. Tahakski nüüd Lauralt küsida, et tegemist on kujunenud on see täna, siis kultuuri saataks. Ma olen rääkinud palju kultuuripoliitikast ja kultuuride erinevusest, siis tahakski küsida ka Läti ja Eesti kultuuri suhtest. Laura, how would you describe or explain the similarities and differences between Estonian and Latvian culture or our nations?
I think that our cultures have some roots that touch and some roots that grow in totally different directions, and Estonians are definitely Finno-Ugrians, but the important part of Latvian culture are Livonians, which are also Finno-Ugrians, and in exactly those points those cultures touch, and also in those points when the history has played the same cards for us, like for example Soviet times, when we had this very similar circumstances and the art and culture was able to develop in a certain way in certain countries and places. Of course, there are differences because we have different mentalities and different looking at the life. And
how?
It's very hard to explain. Like Latvians are more jump how to say, Estonians will, if they see something needs to be done, they first will carefully evaluate the situation, watch, think, find the right solution, and then start doing, and they, most in cases, they do it right way. Latvians would start panicking and trying to do something, do this, and not really think things over, and that's why I think we many, much more often end up in bigger trouble.
Ja küsisime siis kultuuride erinevusest, et arvates väga ilus asja, et tegelikult nii juurte poolest kui ütleme ajaloo poolest on eestlased ja lätlased ka tihedalt seotud, et ka liivlased, kes tänaseks on siis kadunud, on, olid kui Finn, see on siis soome-ugri soome-ugri keelkonnast nagu ka eestlased, et oleme kaugelt sugulased, aga et ajalugu on ka käitunud meie mõlemaga täpselt ühte moodi, mõlemad oleme tajunud siis ütleme kogenud nõukogude režiimi, aga erinevusena tõida välja võibolla selle, et eestlastel võtab iga asi mitu korda kauem aega, kuna meeldib kaalutleda põhjalikult 7 korda mõõda, 1 korda lõika, 9 korda isegi, mis oli peab eestlaste puhul täiesti paika, et tallased hakkavad kohe tegutsema ja siis pärast ütleme, vaatavad, mis välja tuli, ilmselt mõlemal suhtumisel on oma head ja vead ja kahjuks me saade hakkabki nüüd otsa saama, ma tahaksin veel korra küsida Laura käest viimase loo kohta. Laura, would you please also explain your last choice?
Last choice is the song of Uldi Stabulni, Eks Tikun Tā. It's a song from Soviet times, and it was on the national, how to say this, top, and people could vote for the songs they might like the most. They, of course, this song won that competition that year, but it had to take second place because the text was not really okay with Soviet idea. So this song is about that the autumn is coming to color the Latvia in different colors, but you don't have to try so hard because she is the most beautiful place for me anyway. So this song I'd like to devote to all Latvians whose destiny has taken them to Estonia because it still means, Latvia still means a lot for us.
Järvin lugu, see viimane lugu ongi siis pühendatud kõigile lätlastele Eestis, et neile võibolla ka meelde tuletada, et Läti tähendab neile endiselt palju. Ja looks on siis Uldis Stabulnieks, kunagine nõukogudagine Läti staar ja lugu nimega
Tikun Tā.
Kuulsite saadet neljas Eesti, siit viimane lugu. Nägemist.
Nāk rudens apgleznot Latviju, bet nepūlies necenties tā. Man viņa ir viskaistākā, tik un tā. Nāk rudens apgleznot Latviju, bet nepūlies necenties tā. Man viņa ir viskaistākā, tik un tā. Mazliet par lielu, lai sasildot savu lakatu dotu, par lielu, lai paņemtu klēpī un apmīļotu. Mazliet par mazu, lai palaistu vienu pasaules plašajos ceļos. Par mazu, lai laistu vienu, es līdzi ceļos. Nāk rudens izgreznot Latviju, bet nepūlies necenties tā. Mums viņa ir viskaistākā, tik un tā. Mazliet par lielu, lai sasildu savu lakatu dotu, par lielu, lai paņemtu klēpī un apmīļotu. mazliet par mazu, lai palaistu vienu pasaules plašajos ceļos. Par mazu, lai laistu vienu, es līdzi ceļos. Nāk rudens izgreznot Latviju, bet nepūlies necenties tā. Mums viņa ir viskaistākā, tik un tā. Nāk rudens izgreznot Latviju, bet nepūlies necenties tā. Mums viņa ir viskaistākā, tik un tā.
Neljās Eesti. Saate toob teieni Skype.